Hello to all my chaverim, yeshiva, Torahs, and Roshan around the world. We're starting a new Masechta today. Be'ezras Hashem, Masechta's Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and it's on Daf Beis, Amud Aleph in the Gemara. The Mishnah begins, Megillah Nikras Ba'ach Adasar. You can read the Megillah on the 11th, as the verse says, the 11th of Adar, like all the other dates we're going to be mentioning in these Mishnayos. B'shneimasar, b'shloshasar, b'arbasar, b'chamishasar, on the 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. Rashi and Rav explain, sometimes in one day, sometimes in a different day. We'll see what the differences are when you read it in one, when you read it in the other. Lo pachas l'yo, so you can't read it to be out to the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. You can't read it before the 11th, and you can't read it past the 15th. If Israel says, not less, not more. The Krachem HaMukafim Choma, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, if you have a city which is surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, as the Tiferes Yisrael explains, even if it's in Chutz La'aretz, even if now the wall is no longer there, it was destroyed, but it was surrounded, the city was surrounded with a wall from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, and he explains the Tiferes Yisrael that a Krach is a city which is fortified with a wall around it, as Unkelus has a tirgum in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Tes, to the word Miftsarim. He has a tirgum, Krachim. Okay, so Krach is a city that is fortified. Tisus in Daf Gimel, Amad Aleph, the Ramaskal, Krach Shein Bo, and the Maseres Hashatz over there, I believe it's Gimel Amad Beis, Daf it's on. And Mr. Shas Osmam explained that normally when the Gemara talks about Krach, it means a big city. But any time a Krach is mentioned in regards to reading the Megillah, we're talking about a city with a wall around it. Karin Petesvav. So the Krachim HaMakaf and Choma read on Tesvav, as the Rav says. It says in Megillas Esther Perak Tes Pasuk Yud Tes. Al Kain HaYehudim HaPrazim Osun Es Yom Yudalit. Any Jews living in open cities read it on the 14th. And since the open cities, the Prazim, read it on the 14th, we see from there that the ones who have it not open, but there was a wall around it, Mukafim, they read it on the 15th. And how do we know it's about from the days of Yeshua? We learn it there, Shabbat Prazi Prazi, because it says here, Ayhudim HaPrazim, and it says over there in Devarim, Perak Gimel, Pasuke, Levad Me'ari HaPrazi. Just like over there, we're talking about from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. Here too, it's from the days of Yeshua. And the Chum made this takana, that cities that were surrounded with a wall from the days of Yeshua, even though they don't have a wall now, read it on the 15th, just like Shushan, in order to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, which was desolate in the days of Mordechai and Esther. So that the people in those cities eventually would be reading it like the days of, like the city, the people in Shushan, and it would be as if they were krachim that were surrounded with a wall, even though that at the time of Mordechai and Esther, they didn't have walls around it. It will be a zikaron for Eretz Yisrael in this nace. The Rashba says, and from the fact that Yehoshua was the first one to fight with Amalek, as it says in Shmos, Perek Yitzayin, Pasuk Yedalit, it says, Ksivzo zikaron b'sefer v'sim b'asni Yehoshua. So they remember the Kriyas Megillah from the days of Yehoshua. Taisus Yantif says, the Pasuk Levad Me'ari HaPrasi is written in the 40th year of Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, close to the Tira of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. So why do we mention from the most Yehoshua, not the most of Moshe, from the days of Moshe? One reason is because we might think that it's, it would be any city that had a wall around it from the Yetzias Mitzrayim, if we say from the days of Moshe, which was 40 years before that, before they came into Eretz Yisrael. And how are we going to even know which cities were had a wall around it in those days? And also, as the Rav explains, at the end, because Yeshua was the one who fought with Amalek, so we tie it into him. The first Yisrael says that Yehoshua fought with Amalek, and Haman was the Zerah of Amalek. Therefore, they were Kaveya the time of Mukafin based on his name. And that comes from the Rit for the Meiri and the Kiddush Haran. The Mishnah continues, Kfarim Vayeros Gedolos, Kfarim Barabasar, big cities, and Kfar, smaller cities, read it on the 14th, as it says, any city which is not, doesn't have a wall around it is included, because it says prasim, they're open. But here we're talking about even bigger cities that are open, and it says, as we have in Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Shem will get to. Taisis Daf Gimel Beis, the Ramasul Krach Sheinbo, says that if a city had a wall around it from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, even if it's a small city, it doesn't even have 10 people who sit idle to learn instead of working, still they would read it on Tes Vav. So when it says Kfarim, Vayos Gedolos, read on the 14th, a kfar that had a wall around it would be reading on the 15th. It would go into the Mekafas Choma label. Okay, and the Mishnah continues, Ela Shekfarim Makdim Liyom Maknisa, but the kfarim can possibly read earlier to the day of the Knesa, as we will explain. Rashi Rav says, since we already explained that Mukafin read on the 15th, and the ones that are not Mukaf read on the 14th, so everything, every city is included. So how does it work out? You get on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. But it must be that the Kfarim, the small villages, they got a special rishus to make their kriya earlier, to the day of Knesa, the day that they would be, we'll see, Wisconsin, they would enter the bigger cities, which would be the Monday before the Yud Aleph, or the Thursday, if that was before the Yud Aleph. That's the Yom HaKnisa, which is when the Sefarim entered the big cities for a Mishpat, because Beis Din was sitting on the Monday and the Thursday with the Kanas Esra. So they were coming into the cities anyway, or they would be entering, the Kfarim would enter the cities on the 2nd and the 5th to hear Kriyas HaTorah. And the Kfarim aren't big bucky so much, the people in the small villages weren't so bucky to read even Kriyas HaTorah, and certainly the Megillah, and they need someone to read it for them. Somebody from the city. And the Chachamim were not much riach them to go back and to come on the 14th. They're in the city anyway, so the Chacham said, don't bother coming back on the 14th. Whenever you're here for the Yom HaKnisa, it's good enough. We can read the Megillah for you then. So they should be available on the day of Purim to give all kinds of sustenance for the Suz Purim to the people of the city. Remember, they're coming from the villages where they have the farms and the animals, and they're going to bring the Suz Purim foods to the Bnei Ayaris on the 14th, and they found a remez for this in the Pasuk, as it says, Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, L'kayim Esmei HaPurim Ha'ele Bizmanehem, to Makayim Purim on different days, different times, but we know that Mordechai and Esther only Masakin Yud Aleph and Tesvav, as it says in Megillah. So what does it say Bizmanam, those days? What's Manehem? We see there are two other Zmanim, besides the ones that are written in the Megillah. And some say that we don't even need a pasuk to be marbit, that it should be roi for the kriya, because the ikra nes was the fact that they were gathered together to get revenge from their ayvim, whether it's in Shushan or in other medinas. So we don't need a pasuk. The only pasuk we need is the extra days. The zmanim can be on the Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. And we don't, we can't be marbit the 16th and the 17th, which is after the Yud Aleph and Tesvav that are written in the Megillah, because the Pasuk says there, below Yavar, we can't go past the Tesvav. Now, Taisir Rehiv Eger has a lot of interesting things on this Mishnah. One is, he brings Das Taisvis, that cities, Kfarim, that were Mekafim, that had walls around it, they didn't have a Kula to come earlier. And the Ran says, that was Taisa Sheet, the Kfarim that have walls around it don't have the Kula to come into the bigger cities. And the Ran says they do have a right to come earlier to read to the Yom HaKnisa to read in the cities, but if they didn't want to come earlier, then they have the Din of Mekafas Choma, they read on the 15th. And the Ramban holds that if they want to be Makdim, they would read it on the 14th, like on the in the cities. And he brings from the Ran that just like the Chachamim were Mekel on the Kfarim to come in, they also were Mekel that they only have to read the daytime Megillah. I never thought of this before I saw this, that we're letting these B'nai Kfarim to come into the cities to read it on the 14th. Yeah, they're coming in the daytime. Do they have to come actually the night before to read the night before? The Ran says, no, they don't have to come the night before to the cities. They can come in the day to hear the Megillah there. And, or it's possible, he says, that at night they read it themselves privately, and then the next day they would come to the cities and read it in a minyan. And he also brings for Taisus in Yevamos Yedalim Aleph in the name of the Yerushalmi that a ben ir can't be motzi a ben kfar. Someone who's in the city, he's supposedly now reading it for the someone who's coming from the kfar. He shouldn't be able to, because he's not mechuyev. He's mechuyev on the 14th. He's not mechuyev on the 11th or 12th or 13th. So how can he read the Megillah when he's not mechuyev? And the Ran says that, no, someone from the kfar has to read it for him. And he writes, someone from the kfar has to be doing the reading. And he writes that maybe one of the people from the city actually read it, and they follow along reading it mila b'mila, word by word at a time. But the Tiferes Yisrael in the Boaz says the fact that they made a takana for kfarim that are coming in for the Monday or Thursday is not an order so that someone from the city should read it for them, but there's no basic knesses or megillah that available in the kfar, small village. So that's what they're coming in for, but they can read it themselves. It's just they need the megillah and the place to do it. And he also answers that even someone from the city, when he is not available on the 14th, if for some reason he wouldn't be available to hear the Megillah on the 14th, someone from the city can also read it earlier, as the Rishami, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph says. So therefore, since someone in the city can read it earlier, he's also considered Bar Chiyuva, just like the Bnei Kfar. He has the exact same din as the Bnei Kfar, so therefore he'd be able to be Motzi the Ben Kfar. Another teresi is when we say in Mechuyiv, can't be Motzi Mechuyiv, is someone who is not Mechuyiv at all, as we have in Brachas Daf Chaf Amid Beis. But if someone is Mechuyiv, when he will be Mechuyiv whenever the time does come, like a Ben Iron Krach and a Kfar, so he is like any other mitzvahs of Gittin, Kiddushin, Milas Beno, and Tekiyah Shefer, and similar. All these we say, Ashlucha Shalad and Kamoso, like it comes from Kiddushin, Daf Mem Alef and Beis, except something that's a Chovas Haguf. Something has to do with his body, like a sukkah, lulav, and tefillin, similar things. And like the Bach writes in Archai and Simon Nun Dalid, that someone can be, the fact that someone can be motzi someone else in a mitzvah is because of schia or for arifus. And therefore, even in Berachos HaMazon, it's possible to say that one can be motzi his friend even if he didn't eat, because he's arif one to the other, as the Taz and the Magen Avraham say in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin Sif Dalet. So therefore, similarly, by Megillah, even though someone who we said, someone already read the Megillah, he can motzi somebody else, as in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tav Resh Tzadik Beis. So it's not possible this person who already read Megillah is not going to have another Chiv that day, but still, because he was already Yotze, that he heard the Megillah, still he's allowed to read with someone else. And we don't say he's not Mechoyah B'davar, how can he emotzi the person who didn't hear it yet? So similarly, the final answer was that a Ben Krach, that if he can actually make himself someone who lives in an open city, okay, for that day he can travel to an open place if he wanted to, and he'll have the dinim of a someone who lives in an open city. So therefore, he's considered someone that is not considered as someone who's not Mechoyev. He's considered as someone who's Mechoyev, as we have in Megillah of Yetzes Manalev. So certainly, Ben Ir, if he wants to go on a Shayara, on a caravan, okay, and therefore he would be actually Mechoyev today if he plans on going on a caravan, he's considered a Bar Chiyuva. So no problem of someone in the city reading for someone coming from the kfar. He can make himself a Bar Chiyuva. He can plan on being a Bar Chiyuva. And according to this last teretz, or according to the previous teretz, since eventually he'll get to his day when he's going to read the Megillah, so he's considered a Bar Chiyuva even today. Okay, moving on. Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, which the Gemara is also in Daf Beis and Aleph. Kate says, so how does it work all these other days with the Yom HaKnisa? Cholios Yom Arbasa B'Sheni. If the 14th of Adar falls on the Sheni, as the first verse says, on a Monday, the second day of Shabbos, they then, and he also says, we're starting out here with us on a Monday to talk about, and we're not from talking about Sunday, because this way, we'll see when the 14th falls out on a Monday, we don't have to go later, we don't have to go earlier, it'll work out just fine for them. So if the 14th of Adar falls out on a Monday, Kfarim Vayeres Gedolos Karim Bo B'Yom, the villages and the cities are going to read it on the 14th, because the people from the village will be in the city on a Monday. And Mekavos Chol Melamacher, and the cities that have a wall around it will read it on the 15th, like they always do. So when Yidal falls out on Monday, everything just works out perfectly. That we don't have to worry about coming early, make it later. But Chalios B'Shlishi Revi'i, but if the 14th of Adar falls out on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, Kfarim Magdim Liyam HaKnisa, the Kfarim will be moving earlier to read it on the day that they come into the city, which would be either the 13th of Adar when the 14th falls out on a Tuesday, go back one day, or it'll be the 12th of Adar when the 14th of Adar falls out on a Wednesday, go back 2 days. Okay, Vayoretz Gedolos Karim Bo B'Yom, but the big cities will read it on the 14th like they normally do. Mekavos Chol Melamacher, and cities that have a wall around it will read it on the 15th like they normally do. Tosfos Yontif says, we always start off talking about the 14th because that's the day when most of the people and most Yidden around the world read the Megillah. So we're always talking about when the 14th falls out. So we already took care of when the 14th fell out on a Monday. Everything works out fine. Everybody reads it on the day they normally read. When it's on a Tuesday or Wednesday, the people in the choir go back a day or two to read it in the city. Now the Mishnah says, Chol Lios B'Chamishi, if the 14th falls out on a Thursday, Kfarim Vayeres Gedolos, Karim Bo B'Yom, Mekavos Chol Melamacher. The people in the Kfar and the Yayaris will read it on that day, on the Thursday, just like we said a little while ago. If it fell out the 14th on a Monday, they would read it on that same day, because the Kfarim will be in the city in those days, and the Yayaris read it the 14th together with them. And Mekavos Chol Melamacher, and the ones with the wall around it, read it on the 15th, like they normally do. What about Chalios Erev Shabbos? If the 14th of Adar falls out to be on Erev Shabbos, then Kfarim Magdim Liyam HaKnisa, just like on a Wednesday, they go back 1 day, or 2 days. And the Tuesday, they'll go back 1 day. So similarly, if it's on Friday, they go back 1 day to Thursday for the Liyam HaKnisa. 1 day, as Tevar Yisrael says, that'll be the 13th of Adar. And the Ayaros Gedolos, Mekavos Chol Melamacher, Karim Bo B'Yom. But the bigger cities will read it on the 14th, on that Friday, with that Yadal fell out on the Friday. And even the cities that normally read it on the 15th will read it on the Friday, the 14th, just like the Erez Gedolos that year. As Rashi says, because we can't have Kriyas Megillah on Shabbos, which is the 15th that year, just like this year, Tashrei Pei Aleph, the 15th is on a Shabbos, so we in Yerushalayim will be reading the Megillah a day earlier on Friday, because we have a Gzera, Shemi Atlanim Yado, Vyavrin Dalat Amas, Risha Sarabim. The Gzera, you shouldn't carry Megillah for Amas and Risha Sarabim. And if we're going to wait till Sunday, that's already Tes Zayin, it's the 16th, and the Pasuk says, well, Yavar, we can't. The Rav adds, even though the people in the Krach are reading Megillah on the 14th, when the 15th falls out on Shabbos, still, okay, so even if the people, like Yerushalayim, are going to be reading the Megillah on the 14th, when the like this year, when the 15th falls out on Shabbos, still we don't read Vayavoy Malak only on Shabbos. That parasha we read on Shabbos when it is the 15th, and we do the Haftorah of Pakadati, the Purim Haftorah, and some say we actually wait for after Shabbos to do the laning. Okay, and it's mashma in the Yerushalmi that the Sudas Purim that would fall on the 15th in Yerushalayim normally But here now, the 15th on Shabbos, we wait one more day and we don't make it earlier. And everybody says we don't do the Sudas Purim on Shabbos. This Yantzv asks, why isn't there normally a Gzeira reading the Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Just like Megillah, maybe Shemi Avirano. Okay, he says also Kriyas Halal is no question. You can read it Baal Peh. People are used to it. You don't have to worry about people that would be carrying Siddurim, I guess, outside. That might be his question. I'm not 100% sure what he brings in Halal. Still, he answers that it works out well, according to the Torah Chaim, beginning of Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, that someone who is reading the Torah has to prepare it a couple of days before, a couple of times before, just with himself review it. And therefore, everybody who's reading the Torah is considered a baki. Just like Mila, we don't say that we don't make Gzera not to do it on Shabbos. The only person who is going to be doing Mila is going to be a baki. He's not going to be wandering around asking Shilas about how to do a Mila. And me personally, Shalom Dov Rothman, I think that a Sefer Torah is already found in the shul. Okay, people aren't carrying Sefer Torah through the streets, so there's no gzera for reading on Shabbos. The Sefer Torah is already in the street, so there's no reason to make a gzera that a person is going to be carrying. And then Baruch Hashem, a little later on, I saw that the Rebbe Yisrael also answers like I did. He says, Hasam midamotzi kol shavua, since they're found in the shul, I assume he means all the whole week, lo yit lo yitzia, he won't make a mistake and carry it outside in Shisa Rabba. Now, Shulchan Aruch Archayin, Simen Tav Reish Peches Sifav, talks about the 15th. What if the 15th falls on Shabbos, like we're saying this year in Purim? Ein karan Megillah b'Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, we bring it back to read it on Erev Shabbos, and we collect the Matanas Levyonim on a Friday, and we give it out on that day. And on Shabbos, we take out two Sifri Torah. We read, in the second one, we read Vayavu Amalek, and we say Al Anisim on the Shabbos, and we don't make a Sudas Purim until the Sunday. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yudches says, because it says in Yerushalmi, why don't we do it on Shabbos? Because it says Yemei Mishnah Ksiv. It's the Simcha is totally when Besdin was Masadir the Yatif. As opposed to Shabbos, the Simcha was already there on Midei Shamayim, so we don't mix the two. And similarly, Shalach Manas is also given on Sunday. The Tirshu Os 33 says, according to Chazon Ish, in Archayin, Simen Kuf Nun Hei Sivkat Aleph, the Shalach Manas should be done on Erev Shabbos, like Matanas Lev Yonim. And similarly, the Kaf HaChayim in Sivkat and Lamaches in the name of the Knesset Gedola. So it'll be interesting for me personally to see this year in Yerushalayim, will we be giving the Mishloach Manas on Sunday as the way the Mishnah Berurah, and is it possible that in Bnei Brak they'll be giving their Mishloach Manas on Friday according to Chazon Ish? Let's see what actually happens. It'll be interesting to know. So when it falls out this way, that it's on Shabbos, Yudalit falls out on Shabbos, the Mishnah says, the Kfarim and the Eretz Gedolos go back to the Yom HaKnisa, and Mekavos Choma do it the next day on the 15th. The first Israel says, they go back to the Thursday, which is Yud Beis, the 14th of Shabbos, they go back 2 days to the 12th of Adar. And the Ran say, the Ageres Gedolos also go back to the Yom HaKnisa. Why don't they go back 1 day? Because they can do it on Friday. No, they go back to the Yom HaKnisa Thursday, because that was the day Kavua for reading the Megillah, at least for the Kfarim, so they would also, the Ayaros would also go back at the same time to do it with them. What about Chalios Achra Shabbos? What if Yud Dalet falls out on a Sunday? The Kfarim Akdim Liyam HaKnisa, the Kfarim go back to the Thursday. Rashi says that would be Yud Aleph. So we see a date, we come back, we can work out on Yud Aleph Adar, that the Megillah would be read, the Kfarim would go back to the Thursday, Yud Aleph, and there's no possibility to make it earlier than Yud Aleph, because we don't go back from one Yom HaKnisa to the one before. Okay. We don't go from one Yom HaKnisa to the other, we don't go back. Right, the Rav says, And this, that the Chachamim were makel for the Bnei Kfarim to go back to Yom HaKenisa, this is only in the times when Klal Yisrael were living completely in Eretz Yisrael. The Shluchei Beis Din would go out to let the people know outside of Eretz Yisrael when Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh, when Pesach would be set. But nowadays, when people look at the Megillas Megillah, they're all over, scattered around the world, and they see, oh, when was Megillas Megillah? Then they start counting 30 days when Pesach would be. So if they're going to make the Kfarim, if they're going to give them permission to make their reading of the Megillah earlier, then they'll make Pesach earlier in 30 days by mistake. Okay, and they're going to be in the eating chametz in the last days of Pesach. Therefore, in such times, we don't go back nowadays to the Yom HaKnisa. The Ayaros Gedolos, so what if it was on Sunday that when Yudal fell out, the Ayaros Gedolos would read it on that Sunday, and Yom Boba Yom. Mekavas Chom Lamacha, and Mekavas Chom will read on the Tesvav the next day. The Verzrael says, what if there's a suffix? If a city was Mukav or not from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they read it on both days, Yud Dalet and Tesvav, but they only make a bracha on Yud Dalet like most of the world does. Okay, but he says, Verzrael, in our countries, like I assume he's talking about Northern Europe, that was far north from Eretz Yisrael, there is no suffix, because certainly in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there wasn't an established country there with walled cities. But someone is going on a trip by boat, or he's going with a caravan, and he knows he's not going to have a Megillah where he's going, he could read without a bracha from Yud Aleph and Adar, and some say even from beginning of the month of Adar. And anybody who reads when it's not the right time he normally would read, he reads, he has to have 10 people together to read it. And the Orachai and Siman Tuf Reish Pei Ches Zion in the Ramah says, this is the Minig V'Hachi Nog. Still, he says, if he does find afterwards a Megillah, he should go on the right day, he should go back and read it on the 14th, even if he read the Megillah before, like on the 13th, still he should read it. Then he did read the Shlo Bizmana, so when it comes to the right day, he should read it again. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chaf Bey says, with the brachas, he should read it the second time, because that's the correct time. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can call me at, you can write me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.